Number 74. To welcome you, don't refuse. There was a sheikh in a certain village. He was a hunter. He also had a student who was journeying with him. One day, together with the student, the sheikh left to go hunting. While on the way, the sheikh remembered that he had left his knife at his house. So he sent his student to go and fetch it. The student returned to the sheikh's house. But it happened that when he reached the house, he found the sheikh's wife sleeping with another man. The sheikh's wife was afraid, thinking that the student would reveal the secret to her husband. But the student did not say anything. He just picked up the knife and continued the journey. When he met the sheikh, he also did not say anything, but rather he gave him the knife and on they went. They stayed in the bush for 3 days, and then they returned to the village. When they drew near to their houses, the student left his lord and went to his house. The sheikh went to his house also. Now when the wife saw the sheikh coming, she began to cry. When she was asked to explain, the sheikh's wife said, "Your student raped me when you sent him to come and fetch the knife." The sheikh believed this and said, "I think that he is tired of being my student. I will kill him." He hired some workers to dig a grave to bury his student. He told them, saying, "I will send 2 people there, but the one to come first, kill him and bury him in the grave that you dig." And now it happened that at 11 a.m. the sheikh sent his student to the graveyard. The student left, but on the way, some people invited him to have some food together with them. The student did not refuse, but went to eat with them. At 12 noon, the sheikh sent his own son to go and see if the workers had done what they were asked to do. But as he was going, the son passed by his father's student while he was eating. And so it happened that the sheikh's son reached the graveyard first before the student. When the workers saw him, they seized him, killed him, and buried him in the grave. Soon after they had done this, the student came. The workers thought that he had just come to let them go, as they had finished their task. Therefore, all went home. Upon arriving at the village, the sheikh was amazed to see the student coming alive. He realized that the people had killed his son. He asked, "What has happened?" The workers said, "Did you not say the first person to come to the graveyard we should fix up?" "Well, we fixed him up." The sheikh said, "You have killed my own son." Immediately, he began to weep.